Our scripture this morning comes from the New Testament letter of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. These will be familiar words, but I invite you to listen for a new word for yourself, for our congregation, for our world. Let us listen for the word of God. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wonderful, joyous words. As you heard those words, were there any that stood out for you that you would be willing to share this morning? Violet. And every knee shall bend in heaven and on earth, confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Sherry, that was the same for you? Bob? From the form of God, humbled himself as a human, and as a human, humbled himself in this life as a human. Regard others above yourselves. Then let the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive its king, her king. The Lord is come, exclamation point. The second verse sings, joy to the world, the Savior reigns, exclamation point. The third verse, he rules the world with truth and grace. We'll highlight our Christmas Eve service on Tuesday by singing this carol of great joy. Joy to the world, a carol of joy in the present tense. This is the fourth and final Sunday of Advent, where we have been preparing ourselves expectantly for the coming of Jesus, our Lord, who has already come and is yet to come again. Each week of Advent, we have lit a candle proclaiming peace on earth, but peace yet to come. Hope for the world, but hope yet to come. And God so loved the world, but love is yet to come. And now joy, joy to the world. And actually, we'll wait until Christmas Eve to sing Joy to the World, just like we have waited to sing the traditional carols in worship, even though we've been hearing them for months in the malls and restaurants. Why does the church make us wait to celebrate Christmas when the rest of the world, Hobby Lobby probably started in July, the rest of the world's like a blind sprint, rushing headlong into the Christmas celebration? Why does the church observe Advent, although not every church, but we certainly do, for 4 weeks before we finally get to Christmas for maybe 12 days, just 2 Sundays? Well, maybe the difference is what we are celebrating. Do you think that the world is celebrating the same thing that we are in the church? We began by lighting the candle of peace, not because peace is a reality on earth. For most of the earth, whatever peace there is resembles that Pax Romana, which was simply a lack of conflict in the Roman Empire, but under the threat of death and destruction. How much different is our peace today? How much do you feel at peace when you watch the news? How many feel less peaceful watching the news than they used to? Or avoid the news completely? Yeah. Well, next, we lit the candle of hope, not because we're really hopeful of our state and national and world leaders finding any good answers that will finally give hope to the hopeless. For most, hope is the fleeting moment before scratching off the lottery ticket bought with the last couple of grocery dollars, or saving up all year for one night out at the casino or Vegas to experience at least a glimmer of the prosperity promised on every TV and cable channel. Then we lit the candle of love, because everyone knows that love is the answer, and every commercial or advertisement is offering a product promising to attract this love. If you only wear this cologne, if you listen to this voice, attend this event, you will surely feel loved. You know, all the athletes and movie stars and musicians really do love their fans, right? And surely the corporations do too. They all exist to serve your best interests, right? That is society's love for sale. So why do we live in a society and a world suffering from depression in record levels today? In this season of joy, why do we scramble to experience as much Christmas as possible to the point of complete exhaustion some years? Maybe this event will be the one that finally gets me into the Christmas spirit. Do I sound like Scrooge? Well, I was glad last Sunday when we hosted the community choir cantata right here. If that didn't get me in the spirit, have we finally figured out that the Christmas celebrations being offered by the world are anything but the promised Messiah? So the season of Advent is actually a gift to remind ourselves where true peace can be found. As Paul tells us later in his letter to the Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer, petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God that transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Or, as Jesus said, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. It's pretty amazing that the Apostle Paul could write these words about peace as he sat in prison, totally at the mercy of Rome's power. But Paul's hope for peace was found beyond the military power of Rome. He lived by the hope that God could use him even in a jail cell to share the good news, that God has come into our world and into our lives through Jesus Christ. And God did use him. Right there in that jail cell, he reflected on a different kind of love that the world promotes. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interest of others. Make my joy complete, Paul admonished, having the same love as Christ. It takes 3 weeks of peace, hope, and love, each a gift from God, rather than something we can earn, buy, or experience at the mall's Christmas display. And then it takes another week at least to even begin to grasp the gift of joy that God wants to give to each of us. Abundant joy. Joy-filled life. The bread of life, which is none other than the joy of right relationship with God through Jesus. Believe me, Amazon does not have this on their website, not even for Prime members. But you can do even better than free 2-day shipping. You can begin to experience the gift of joy today by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And you can even get a refresher, a second chance to start again, because that's the kind of God that we have. Joy to the world. The Savior reigns. Let all their songs employ. Matt Rawl, in his book that we've been using, The Redemption of Scrooge, reflects on the two times in the Gospel of Luke that speak of leaping for joy. In the birth story, when Mary visits her pregnant cousin Elizabeth, the expectant mother of John the Baptist, we are told that the baby John leapt in her womb, perhaps foreshadowing the future persecution at the hands of King Herod. But then Jesus later teaches all people, blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day. Leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. Wait wait a second. Do you mean that when we are hated and reviled, we should leap for joy? Yes, because death is no longer the end of our story. What are we afraid of? Joy is a gift from God. You can't earn it, buy it, or experience it other than as a gift from God. Joy is the steadfast assurance that God is with you. A gift that comes most clearly in the darkest valleys of life. All you have to do is reach out and grasp it. Oh, unless your hands are already reaching out for other false promises or idols or Amazon sales. Scrooge's final visitor was the ghost of Christmas yet to come. But this visitor came in silence, pointing an ominous finger, silently reminding Scrooge of the previous ghost's words, "If these shadows remain unaltered by the future, the child will die." What child? "God bless us, everyone," Tiny Tim's voice still rings out to us today. The words of innocence and joy, joy that rings out even in the face of darkness and death, even in the face of persecution and fear. That is the power of God's gift of joy. God has always been with you. God promises to be with you eternally. We find our peace, hope, and love in God's future promises, assured by God's past actions. But we can only know God's gift of joy in the present moment, being in the moment, in the presence of God, surrounded by the peace, hope, and love of God. That's also what God's gift of Sabbath is all about, that we read about in the Old Testament. And we know joy best. We know joy best when we give it away, as God has given it to us through the baby Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. That's the point of Christmas, this story that we celebrate. God is with us. And Scrooge finally figured this out. He rules the world with truth and grace and makes the nations prove. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I will say it, rejoice. The Lord is near. And the joy of God is in the present. Are you ready for God's gift of joy this Christmas? Every day of the year. Will you join the redemption of Scrooge and keep Christmas well in the present, into tomorrow, and all year long? God bless us, everyone. Our take-home question: how can we at First Christian Church share our joy in the new year? Will you pray with me? Strong and gentle God, we feel your presence close as we gather to worship, as we sing the songs, and as we breathe and receive your spirit in prayer. We know you are with us. Help us to carry that presence and that assurance of your presence as we walk out the door and as we face our daily struggles, but also as we meet people on the street and have the opportunity to share the joy, share the love, the hope and peace that you have shared with us, with all those that we meet. Remind us, O God, that your gift, your joy, is with us every moment of every day. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.